the story of Ruth. In the old days, when the judges were ruling in Israel, there was a great famine in the land of Israel, and there was a man of Bethlehem who went into the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. His name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi, and his two sons were called Mahlon and Chilion. They came into the country of Moab and stayed there. Now, whenever God's people go out of his land, that means going away from the possibility of serving God at the holy place, away from the Levites who were to teach them God's word, and usually it never worked out well. So they left, went into Moab, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. And they married women of Moab. So you see, these boys married women who were not true believers at the time. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth.
They probably married them because they liked what they looked, because they liked their outward appearance.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't because they liked their beliefs, because they didn't believe in the God of Israel. Then Mahlon and Chilion...
They
didn't mind how they look. That's right. Mahlon and Chilion both died, and so their mother was left without husbands or sons. She arose with her daughters-in-law to return home from the country of Moab, because she'd heard in Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. So she left where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they began the journey back to Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go and return each of you to your families. May the Lord be as kind to you as you have been to the dead and to me." And they both wept. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Naomi told Ruth, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. You go after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Don't ask me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lay your head down, I will lay my head down. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried." When Naomi saw that Ruth was going to go with her, she agreed, and so they travelled together to Bethlehem, reaching Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Now, Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a mighty man of great wealth, whose name was Boaz. Ruth said to Naomi, "Let me go now into the fields and glean ears of grain wherever I can." Now that meant picking up the bits and pieces of grain that the reapers had just missed or let drop on the ground. This was what the very poorest people did. Naomi said to her, "Go, my daughter."
That's what they did to get food.
That's just what the very poorest people did. So Ruth was really one of the poorest of the people. Ruth came to the field and gleaned, picking up these bits of grain that had dropped. And it happened that she worked in a part of a field that belonged to Boaz. When Boaz used to come from Bethlehem, he used to say to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they would answer him, "The Lord bless you." So you see, he was unashamed to talk about God quite openly in conversation with people. Then Boaz said to the servant who was in charge of his reapers, "Whose girl is that?" The servant said, "It's the Moabite girl who came back here with Naomi from Moab, and she asked permission to glean in our field, and she's been working since morning until just now, when she just rested a little bit in the shelter." So Boaz said to Ruth, "Don't go to glean in any other field, but stay close by my female servants. Just follow them. I have ordered the servants not to touch you. When you're thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from the water which the young men have drawn." She bowed herself to the ground, fell on her face, and said to him, "Why should I have found grace in your eyes that you take notice of me, who am a foreigner?" Boaz said to her, "I have heard all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you've left your mother and father and the land of your birth and have come to a people you didn't know before. May the Lord God of Israel give you a full reward, under whose wings you have come to trust." Ruth said, "Let me find grace in your sight, O Lord, for you have comforted me by speaking to my heart, when I am in truth not really one of your servants. Boaz said to her at mealtimes, please come here and eat of my bread and dip your piece of bread into the vinegar, into the wine. So she sat beside the reapers, and he used to pass her grain, and she would eat until she'd had enough and then left. Boaz ordered his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and also let some grain fall on purpose for her, so that she can glean that. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and she gathered it up and took it back to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And Naomi asked her, where did you glean today? Blessed is he who took such notice of you. And Ruth told her mother-in-law, saying, the man's field in whose field I work today is called Boaz. May the Lord bless him, said Naomi, for the Lord has not stopped showing kindness to the living and to the dead, because that man is a near relative of ours. Ruth explained, he told me to stay near his young men until the end of barley harvest. Naomi said to Ruth, it's good that you go out with his servants and that you don't go to any other field. And so that is what Ruth did until the end of both the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. And then Naomi said to Ruth, I will go to seek your peace. Boaz, with whose girls you've been working, is our relative and can save us. Tonight he is winnowing his barley on the threshing floor. Wash yourself, put on your best robe, anoint yourself and go down to the threshing floor and wait until he has finished eating and drinking, and then reveal to him who you are and he will tell you what to do.
And why did she anoint herself since she wasn't chosen to be the...
Well, I suppose because she wanted to make herself attractive to him, because she was being brave enough to basically ask him to marry her. Ruth did all that her mother-in-law told her, and at midnight, after he'd eaten and drunken, Boaz realized that there was a woman at his feet, and he said, who is it? She said, I'm Ruth, your handmaid. Please save me, for you are my near relative. Boaz said, the Lord bless you, my daughter, for you've proved yourself to be a virtuous woman. I will do whatever you want. Truly, I am a near relative, but there is another who is even nearer than me. Wait until tomorrow morning, and we'll see if he will perform his duty as your relative. If not, I swear to you before God that I will do it instead of him. So lie down until the morning. Ruth lay down on the threshing floor until the morning, and then Boaz said to her, bring your veil to me and hold it out. And he measured 6 measures of barley into the veil. And she went back to the city and to her mother-in-law. She told Naomi all that Boaz had said and showed her the 6 measures of barley. Naomi said, wait, my daughter, until you know how this will end. The man will not rest until he has provided for you. Boaz went to the gate of the city, and there he met Ruth's relative and called him to stop and to discuss with 10 elders of the city. Boaz explained to the relative, Naomi has returned from the land of Moab and is selling a piece of land which belonged to our late brother Elimelech. I've decided to tell you of this in advance so that you can buy it before the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you wish to redeem it, please do so, and please tell me if you do not, because I am the man after you who can redeem it. The relative said, I will do it. Then Boaz told him, if you buy the land from Naomi, you must also marry Ruth, the Moabite girl, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. When the relative heard this, he said, so I can't redeem it for myself, because I fear damaging my own inheritance. Will you take over my rights? It was the custom in Israel that if a man made over his rights to another man, that he took off his shoe and gave it to his neighbour. When the kinsman said to Boaz, you can buy it for yourself, then he drew off his shoe and gave it to him. So Boaz said to the elders and all the people gathered, you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all that once belonged to Elimelech, Chilion and Mahlon. And also I have redeemed Ruth the Moabitess to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. You are all witnesses. And the elders of the people said, we are witnesses. and may the Lord bless your family and make it great in Bethlehem. So Boaz took Ruth as his wife, and Ruth bore him a son, and the women said to Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you without a relative, and may his name be glorious in Israel. This child shall be to you a restorer of your life, the joy of your old age. For he is the child of your daughter-in-law, who loves you, and is better to you than seven sons. So Naomi took the grandchild and became its nurse, and the women, her neighbours, said, It is as though he were the very own son of Naomi. The child was Obed, who became the father of Jesse, who was the father of David, who was in the end the ancestor of Jesus. So that relative who didn't want to just mess up his own little inheritance, we don't even know his name, but the relative Boaz, who wanted to raise up children for his brother, his relative who had died, he's the one we remember.